SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabe Morenci. It affects the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Wicked Wednesday has begun. Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. We've got a lot of stuff to unpack. It was a crazy day today in the world of sports across the board. Let's start off with the WBC as the pre-tournament favorite Dominican Republic have been eliminated from the WBC. They don't get out of the opening round. Puerto Rico advances. Venezuela wins the group. And Puerto Rico celebrating after the game. They jump on New York Met closer Edwin Diaz, and Diaz gets injured. He gets injured in a pile, the pile on after in a celebration. And he's hurt for real. We don't know the extent of the injury. He was taken off the field in a wheelchair. And, you know, I don't know if it's like torn ACL or something like that. Something with his ankle. They said there's probably going to be an update tonight, actually. And New York Met fans are flipping out right now and blaming the WBC. But, yeah, because nothing ever bad happens to the New York Mets, right? It just is what it is. This dude could have got hurt, like, in the shower. He could have got hurt sneezing, or he could have got hurt in the WBC. Except thing is, he didn't even get hurt throwing the ball. Right? He got hurt because they won, and they celebrated so hard after they won, they jumped on top of him. Thing is, they were winning the game 5-2. They should have been a little bit more chiller in their celebration, to be honest. But they were fired up. They eliminated the Dominican Republic. This tournament is insane, all right? And I'll tell you what, right now, I don't even really understand, like, the tiebreakers. There's a million different, like, tiebreakers with this stuff. So it's basically, all right, like, who's going to win the game and whatever. But I'll tell you what. The U.S. were 7.5-run favorites against Colombia. The USA need to win this game. Like, otherwise, they could get eliminated. It's 3-2 right now. The U.S. is up 3-2 in the sixth inning. Like, can you imagine if the Dominican Republic and the United States of America both get bounced? The two pre-favorites. Remember, we took Japan. Now, I think the U.S., they're going to survive this most likely. It would be an epic, like, this would be like one of the biggest upsets in sports history. It literally really would be one of the biggest upsets. To put in context, the U.S. were, what was it? It was 50-1? It was -7.5. It was like 50-1. On the money line. Like, to put in context, like, when Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas, he was like only 42-1. And that's pretty much known as, like, you know, the biggest upset. This really would be like Miracle on Ice type stuff, except for Colombia. Like, if Colombia beats a Major League Baseball All-Star team, right? Like, that really is one of the biggest upsets ever. But I don't think they are. It's 3-2 right now. And the U.S., Nolan Arenado just singled right now. We're in the top of the sixth inning. 3-2 baseball game. But I can't believe, like, this tournament. I can't believe, like, that. I can't believe the Dominican Republic are out. We thought that Venezuela were somewhat of a dark horse. But didn't think the DR would get bounced in the opening round. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. All hell is broken loose. Let's do this thing. March Madness has begun, and it's set to tip off once again in the morning. The first four is now complete. Arizona State are through. They smashed Nevada tonight. 98-73 was the final score. And Fairleigh Dickinson, a heavily criticized team because they didn't win their conference tournament, and they got in on a technicality, actually beat Texas Southern tonight, although we shouldn't be surprised that a 19-15 team beat a 14-20 team, but they did. World Baseball Classic going on as we speak right now, and the Colombians are giving the Americans all that they can handle in a must-win game for the USA. The Dominican Republic have already been eliminated. The pre-tournament favorites have been eliminated. Puerto Rico defeats the Dominican Republic tonight. 5-2 final score. Manny Machado was up with the bases loaded. Had a chance to get the Dominicans back in the game. Grounded in to a double play, and then Puerto Rico wins, and in a celebration, they mob their closer, Edwin Diaz, New York Met closer Edwin Diaz, and he got injured in the pile-on after. He collapsed. He got hurt. Everyone was crying. Even the Dominican players felt bad and hung around to see if he was okay, and they took him off the field in a wheelchair. A New York Met fan are flipping out right now, and they're blaming the WBC. But let's remember, they are the New York Mets, all right? Their owner did get fleeced in one of the biggest, like, pyramid schemes ever. They did set their spring training and AA complex on fire during a 4th of July celebration before. Didn't their GM get busted for drunk driving? There's been various sexual harassment lawsuits. I could go on, right? So it's not as if, though, the New York Mets, like, never have anything bad happen to them. Like, I don't know, is it the WBC's fault that you gave Bobby Bonilla an 80-year contract, right? Was it the WBC's fault that, like, Bobby Valentine went into disguise in a dugout? As I stated, I could go on, right? Hey, it's bad luck. It is what it is. We wish Diaz the best, and we'll get you updated. Aaron Rodgers gets everybody updated. Says it's his intention to play for the New York Jets. Tells Pat McAfee this earlier in the day. Said the deal still has to be done, and it would be in the Packers' best interest to wait until June to actually to do this deal. There's a lot of stuff to break down. We got a full house. Jerry Palm, what's in Jerry's bracket? The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson University, nails down an NCAA tournament victory. They beat Texas Southern in one of the worst basketball games in the history of the NCAA tournament. But they do advance. Congratulations. And Arizona State rolls tonight. ASU were unstoppable. They nearly put 100 up on the board. They put up 98 points tonight on Nevada. Nevada were overwhelmed. The Mountain West have really struggled in the NCAA tournament. It doesn't mean that the rest of the Mountain West teams are going to get murdered like this. I think San Diego State will beat College of Charleston. It was not a good night for the Nevada Wolfpack this evening. But the tournament is set to begin for real in the morning. We'll go through all the games. We've got Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. He does a great job. He's one of my favorite college analysts, football and basketball. Jerry Palm steps up and in. We'll go through Jerry's bracket. Ian Cameron will kick it with us. We got the Rage Arena, Cam Stewart, WBC Baseball, Columbia down 3-2 right now. It's been wild. The Dominican Republic have been eliminated. And Edwin Diaz got hurt after Puerto Rico won tonight. And that's life of a Jet and a Met fan. Because if you're like Jet fan and Met fan are one and the same for the most part. And earlier in the day, they were having drinks and booking Broadway for the Super Bowl parade. And then a couple hours later, they're crying and they're blaming the WBC because their pitcher got hurt in a pile-on. They can't have nice things. That's why the Mets owner can be as rich as he wants, but bad things will still happen. And could have happened in the shower. Could have happened making a smoothie. Could have happened sneezing. Sammy Sosa once injured himself sneezing. And at the time, I think I criticized him and said, this is the stupidest injury I've ever heard in my life. But it is very possible, actually. You could violently sneeze and pull something. All right, let's bring in the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, who pulls a lot of things. Body makes a lot of sounds. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Bryce? Yeah, no, my body's breaking down pretty good. I'm with you. It's the best. I saw your tweet, too. It's the best. Like, all the Met fans are going wild. You're like, settle down, Met fans. It would have happened anywhere. You're right. It could have slipped in the shower on a banana peel. Could have ran into a rat. Who knows what would have happened. But Diaz is pretty fragile. But these celebrations, Morenci, once in a while, they'll get you, right? You never know what happens. You step on a guy's ankle. You twist something. You hurt the knee. Who knows what's going to happen, man? But anyway, what can you say? You said it. Mets fan, very unlucky. Kind of like a Leaf fan. They just don't get it. It doesn't matter. You're never going to win.
Yeah, Avs won 2-1 tonight, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, shootout.
Of course they did. Yeah.
Of course they did. Yeah. Of course they wanted to shoot out.
I got to tell you, when I saw them jump on Diaz, though, initially, I actually sort of could tell right away. I was like, whoa, man, like, you guys are really jumping on him pretty hard here. And one guy jumped on him, and it took like the second and third guy finally. It was like the domino. But he went down pretty easily, actually. It wasn't like they tackled him or anything. You know what I mean? Like, they sort of hugged him, and I don't know, something awkward happened along the way. He went down, but it was pretty serious. I mean, he went off on a wheelchair. We'll see what happens. But just quickly right now, the quarterfinals are pretty much set right now, in which we've got Australia. Australia and Cuba played. Cuba advances to the semifinal. Now we have Italy versus Japan in a semifinal. Puerto Rico, or in a quarterfinal, excuse me, to go to the semifinal. Puerto Rico versus Mexico. And Venezuela is going to get the United States after they finish off Colombia here. But they're only up 3-2 right now. But they should advance depending on crazy tiebreakers and stuff like that. But Venezuela, USA, I tell you, U.S., they're probably going to get bounced, actually, on Friday, Cam. I think Venezuela will probably beat them.
I got to tell you, Marenzi, just watching this game right now with Colombia, yeah, you said it, 3-2. They could have opened things up in the first, hit into a double play there. Trout's been a one-man gang for America, but you're right. Like, it's not like domination by any stretch of the imagination. Like, Colombia, like, these guys aren't even, like, close to being a good team, and they're having problems with these guys. So I'm kind of with you right now. You look at Japan's pitching, it's basically unstoppable right there, and they should roll. But USA, hey, they can hit, but the one thing is, when I look at their pitching staff, they're probably not good enough to get it done. I'm glad we didn't lay the 7.5. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, and we've got Cuba. Cuba, okay, good for them. They were 2-2. They advanced. They were in a bad group. They're going to be in a lot of trouble, Cuba. Like, they're not like USA and or Venezuela are going to roll through that. And Japan's going to roll through Italy after. So it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Puerto Rico and Mexico will be a real battle, though, because there's time off now in between games. They don't play till Saturday now. So they play Saturday. It'll be time to reset the pitching rotations. So Arizona State rolls tonight, Cam. We got the Madness set to begin, but yep, we also have the Valspar set to begin as well. And I don't know if you saw any NHL. I was just tweeting about it, but I'm sure you saw the highlights of Craig Bennington. This guy thinks it's like the movie Slapshot or something.
Oh, I know.
He's out of control. I don't mind, like, the toughness and stuff, Cam, but he's just an idiot, and he does things for no reason. Like, you know what I mean? I get it if you're in a playoff series and things are out of control and it is what it is, but he basically just attacked. He just attacked the Wild players for scoring a goal. And then all hell broke loose. Marc-Andre Fleury wanted to fight him, but the referees wouldn't let it. You could tell the Blues players weren't protecting him because they're tired of it. They've been tired of it for a couple of years now. He makes too much money to get rid of him, but Bennington really is an idiot, this guy. And, like, at some point, like, Berube, I think, is going to punch him. Like, Berube's been complaining about this for a while. Like, it doesn't stop, Cam. It's every night with him now.
I wouldn't mess with Berube either. Berube would take Bennington and put him in a pretzel and absolutely, like, beat their living crap out of that guy. Craig Berube was a tough guy when he played, and I don't care if he's old now. As for the Blues, Gabe, it was a nice run for Bennington, but if you've really taken a look at him recently, he's lost it. That's the thing about St. Louis. They really screwed up, actually. They should have kept Husso, but he went to the Detroit Red Wings because he's younger and better, and Bennington is kind of broken down goods. This is a team that needs a total rebuild, and yeah, Minnesota live tonight. They were down, and yeah, then they just bam, bam, bam. They scored some goals. Great pick by you with Arizona State in basketball. My Nevada a pick could have been one of the worst picks of the night. Absolutely horrible. I just look, I go, wow, I'm losing by 30. At least I know now, like, I'm absolutely brutal. Horrible pick.
Yeah, it was one of those, like you said, it was sort of like, I don't know, Texas Southern, I was sort of holding out hope for.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, Arizona State just came out early and punched them in the mouth. Like I said, there's always that team. I don't know, so you guys were talking about Pittsburgh Panthers being that team, but I said Arizona State. Mm-hmm. They're coming in hot now, bro, against TCU. They just scored 98 points. Their confidence is high. They're playing with house money.
Yeah, no, they're scary. That's one thing about Arizona State, Gabe. You saw it, like, they were like 70-something percent. Like, they couldn't miss in the first half. It was just like, and if that happens, I don't care who you are. Like, TCU's done. If they're shooting like that, it's not even going to be close. And, you know, Nevada, that was bad, but they had no chance. Once you're down over, like, 24 points, there's no point in coming back. Like, these guys, they tried to grind. But that's the thing about this tournament, man. Like, I'll tell you, like, we don't know. Like, this year we did our picks, Gabe, but who's to say, like, a team like Arizona State can't get on a run? Like, the difference between the top end teams, like the mid tier teams can win. Like back in the past, we'd have like two or three, or like, it's going to be these guys. You can still make a case for a lot of teams right now. And I don't know, man, this thing's pretty wide open in my opinion. And I love your Marquette pick. I'm on them too.
I'm entering tomorrow, Cam. I'm going to be honest with you. I have zero confidence in any of the games. Like, they're basically there.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, oh, yeah. Like, in past years, I've been like, oh, I'm going to load up on this, and I'm going to play that and this. To me, this is, I'm excited for the tournament. I'm stoked. But at the same point in time, I'm just sort of looking at it like another Saturday. There's a bunch of games on, and you know what I mean? Yep. I'm not going to end up betting on every game. But when I look at these games, West Virginia, Maryland, like, that's a toss-up. Anything can happen. Like, you can't tell me one team or the other is going to blow the other team out.
It's
a 2.5 point spread. I do like Virginia to beat Furman. Utah State versus Missouri. Even though the Mountain West got smoked tonight, I think Utah State are better than Nevada are. I'm going to take Utah State in that game. We'll get Cam's golf picks on the other side. Ian Cameron will step up, and then Jerry Palm throws it down with us as well. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Then I'll go down to the track, put it all on a horse.
Why don't you put it in the bank?
Bank? This is found money. I want to parlay it. I want to make a big score.
Oh, you mean you want to lose it?
3-2 USA over Colombia right now. We're in the top of the sixth inning. WBC baseball. We've got NIT basketball going on. The Ducks have led the Anteaters most of the night tonight. It's 48-39 right now. UC Irvine have outscored them 17-13 in a second. Maybe they can go on a run here, 48-39. There's 13 minutes and 56 seconds remaining in the NIT matchup. And meanwhile, the LA Clippers are up 118-111 right now on the Warriors with 5.5 left. We've got ourselves a track meet. The in-game total is 260.5 right now, but currently locked and just unlocked. Wow, 260.5. And we're at 229 right now, and there's 5.5 minutes left. We got the Rager Red at Cam Stewart in the house. Cam's ready for some basketball, but he's also ready for the Valspar. Cam, tricky tournament this week. I'm looking. There's a couple of names that jump off the screen at me, but not that many of them, a few. Denny McCarthy being one of them, currently 33-1. Maverick McNeely was another one at 48-1. And like everybody else, it's hard not to buy into Jordan Spieth this week, although he's only 12-1 right now, Kim.
Yeah, you're right. And a top 10 for Jordan Spieth, Gabe, is plus 180. That's something that I'm going to do at his odds. I'm going to try to play some guys a little bit bigger up the board. But the one thing out of the chalk is I think Spieth should be able to do okay. I worry a little bit, Gabe, because he's got an MO this year, 3 great rounds and 1 bad one. And it's kind of weird to see Spieth have 1 weird round with putting. It's just too... But he's one of these guys, Gabe. He gets it up and down out of danger from everywhere. We talked about the ball that hit the spectator that bounced in. He ended up making a great shot there, hit the putt, got in on the cut on the number, and then made a paycheck. And I liked your comment on the show. It's like, why don't you give that guy who you hit the ball money? Exactly. The ball was going out of bounds into the water. Didn't even give him a cent. These golfers are so tight. We talked about it. Tom Hoagie flying coach.
Yeah, if
coach,
he saved coach. Him making the cut. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, what's up with it? And the thing is, Spieth's not some guy living in his car.
You got paid because of this guy.
Yes, yes. Like, you know how much money Jordan Spieth has, Gabe? He's won majors. Like, you can't put an envelope of, like, even a couple grand and go, you know what? Thanks, buddy. Like, I just don't understand. Maybe me and you as gamblers, we think differently than these guys, but Kuchar's not tipping. Hoagie's going coach after winning $1 million. This guy's not tipping anybody after they save him. I'll tell you one thing about Jordan Spieth. No matter how good he is, too, that guy has so much luck. I've never seen a player hit more spectators or trees that bounce in the fairway and stuff. He's just one of those guys, you know? Some guys get bad luck. He gets a lot of good breaks. But we'll see what happens this week, Morenci. It's a good tournament, though. And I know you like Scottie Scheffler last week, and he was the chalk, and he came in, yeah. And he's going to be very interesting at the Masters, Scheffler. The guy's on fire.
Yeah, I know. This is why I bring it up, Cam, at times. And I said it last week about Scheffler, if you remember, when I said golf bettors don't like taking those low chalk guys.
Yeah.
But they actually do win sometimes. And this guy's they been do. On fire. And honestly, if you look back on it, you're like, you know what? Plus 850 wasn't that bad, or plus 10, you know, 10 to 1 wasn't that bad. I think it was 10 to 1, right?
Yep.
That's like winning 10 straight sports bets or something, which you would take, which people would take, right? So, like, when you bet on golf, I think people sometimes don't bet on a golfer, even though they should, because of the odds.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, the people that say, oh, yeah, I only take guys that are 50 to 1 and stuff. Yeah, but how often are they winning? I get it. Sometimes they do. But you're just leaving winners on the table at times then, aren't you?
Yeah, well, basically, I look at it this way. Scottie Scheffler's a good bet at 10 to 1, but Justin Thomas is not. So when you basically look at the chalk and say, I like this guy out of the chalk.
Scheffler and Rahm, Cam, have been the best two players in the world for the last couple of years.
That's right, yeah. And Rahm got food poisoning or something. You see that, Morenci? All those bets I had, matchup bets I had against Rahm, saved my butt last week. The guy actually left. He had a stomach virus, and the guy left. So Scheffler versus Rahm. This anybody versus Rahm matchup bet, he withdrew in the tournament. He didn't even finish. So people got pretty lucky betting against Rahm last week. So, but you're right. Scheffler's got the best form out of anybody in golf right now. He's consistent every week.
All right. So who are you looking at tomorrow and this week?
Yeah, I got some low guys and I got some high guys. I got Adam Hadwin. He won here before 25-1. He's in great form, Renzi. I love the way this guy plays this course too. Fairways and greens. Justin Suh, as we talked about on the show, 40-1. Davis Riley, 41-1. Gary Woodland is back in form at 45. So kind of like you with McNealy, I like those guys in the mid-range. And two bombs, I like Eric Cole at 100 and Pearson Coody at 125. Those are my picks to win this week.
Yeah, Tommy Fleetwood is interesting. For some reason, he kind of catches my eye.
I like
just
him.
Because, you know what, Cam? I like the fact that he shot a 76 in his last round.
He does it all the time, Morenci.
I like guys, because people in golf betting, and I used to see this in that when we did all that golf DFS all the time.
Uh-huh.
And when I'd read the experts, they often say, oh, this guy did this last week, or he did this 3 weeks ago. And it's like, yeah, it's nothing to do with what he's going to do. Golf is so different.
Nope.
Right? It and is. I almost like a guy coming off a bad round, Cam.
I love Fleetwood this week, Gabe. Guess what he is for a top 10? Plus 310. That's my pick with Fleetwood. I'm not sure if he's going to win, but I think he's going to be there. So I did two bets with Spieth, plus 180, and Fleetwood at plus 310 for my top 10s this week.
You brought up Mr. Burns. What about Sam Burns?
I'm fading Burns this week. That could be a big mistake. He's gone back-to-back winning this tournament, but I'm going to tell you, Gabe, other than last week, he's had a horrible year. Justin Thomas is another guy. Like, hey, if he wins this week, fine. His odds suck. And the guy's been awful. Like, I don't know what's going on in his life or whatever, but he's just not playing well in these tournaments. And the thing about Justin Thomas is he sprays it. And at this course, if you can't hit fairways, you're dead. You're absolutely dead. There's water everywhere. So one thing I know about Tommy Fleetwood, he hits fairways. If you can get the putter going, it's pretty good. Plus 310, top 10.
The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart kicking with us.
What's wrong with me, Morenci? I feel like I'm choking on my tongue or something like all day. Like I'm losing my voice. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on here. Craziness.
It's only Wednesday, too.
I know. It's only Wednesday.
Minnesota Wild are winning 8-5 over the St. Louis Blues. Excellent. Right now. Up to 13 goals right now. In-game total is 13.5 with a little under 4 minutes remaining in the basketball. The Clippers are starting to pull away 127-119 with 2:42 left in the NIT game. Unfortunately, for those of us that bet on UC Irvine, it is 53-39 right now for the Ducks with 12.5 minutes remaining. Do we have Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano, in the house yet?
Yeah, wild's the operative word, folks, with this hockey game. It's been insane, that's for sure. What's up, guys?
Yeah, it's like an East Coast Hockey League game. What's going on, Babano?
Babano!
Joining Binnington.
Baby Binnington, at it again.
He's got anger management issues. And Cam, let me ask you, because he's from your neck of the woods, what's up with this guy? Isn't like Richmond Hill a rich part of town? Like, why is he so angry, this kid?
That's a good point. Richmond Hill's where like people with like real money live and buy big estates for over $1 million.
That's where he grew up, in Richmond Hill.
Yeah. Richie Rich lives in Richmond Hill. I don't know what Binnington's deal is, man. He's just got a trigger temper. Like, he just, everything sets him off. I don't know what his deal is.
You're right if you're an enforcer, but you're a goalie. You're not stopping pucks anymore. You know, you won the cup a while ago, but you do have a big contract. But Babano, Craig Berube, listen, the Blues organization and the coach, they brought this up like constantly to him about, it's one thing to play with passion. It's another thing to just be a troublemaker and always cause problems for everybody. Because that's the other thing. Then other people have to fight because of him. They get punched in the face. They get tired of it. You got to pick your spots. It's like the guy that's always drunk that goes to the bar and your buddies are like, oh, don't worry, he's drunk. Eventually, they're just going to let you get punched in the face, right? That's what happens in hockey with the goalie. Like, there's a code, protect the goalie. But if the goalie's a big-time jerk, other people are going to be like, you know what? Screw it. Let him get it. And you saw tonight, everybody was about to let him fight, like, Flurry. I don't know why the referees didn't allow that, Babano. They should have. I don't know why they didn't.
They should have. We all wanted to see it. Darren Pang on the broadcast is saying let him go. Everybody wanted to see them fight. They clearly wanted to fight. Fleury wanted a piece of Binnington and vice versa. Let him go. Let him get it out of their system. You know, we need a it's been long overdue for a goalie fight in the NHL. I was just thinking, you said about how they're going to eventually get tune out Binnington, the Blues teammates, and say, you know, enough with the antics. He does it too much. We're going to let him get punched one time. He should be thankful, Binnington. He's got a great, great teammate like a Braden Schenn, who after that whole thing happened, went after Hartman a few minutes later and challenged him to a fight. You know, that's a hell of a teammate, Braden Schenn. If I'm Binnington, I'm saying, thanks, man. I act like a moron sometimes, but you've still got my back, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're tired of it.
Blues screwed up. They should have kept Husso, Babano. I don't know if he's going to get it back. I think the guy's in big trouble moving forward in his career. He doesn't say pucks anymore either. He's angry and he's not the puck
that's the
he
thing.
Once was.
That's the thing, Cam. Like, it's one thing, okay, you've got spirit and stuff like that. Okay, fine. But it's like to the point where it's a distraction for him. Like, I tell, dude, are you more concerned? Like, you're always just... You're like a basketball player. Like, you'd foul out of the game every night. Like, basically, like, you're not focused on stopping a puck. You're focused on fighting people, and you're focused on smack-talking and slashing people, and it's too much, right? It's too much. All right, we'll get more of Cam's golf picks. Babano's golf guy. Gokester's in the house in our chat with his six-pack. We got March Madness, WBC, Valspar. Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's a big crowd welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger Management Class. We'll get to the extensive Aaron Rodgers interview with Pat McAfee earlier in the day, in which I actually watched live. And it was interesting because Aaron Rodgers opened up and Pat McAfee, you know, basically said, how you doing? And then our boy AJ Hawk came in and said, yo, Aaron, so what's the deal? What are you doing? Like, where are you playing? Like, and Aaron Rodgers like, oh, guys, I'm not coming on. There's not going to be any announcement or anything like that. Hey, I'm just coming on to hang out with you guys because I love the show. And then about 15 minutes later, he just starts throwing the Packers under the bus and says about how, yeah, I'm going to play for the Jets. I'm not playing for the Packers ever again. I'm done with the Packers. For the record, the Jets are 15-1 to win the Super Bowl right now. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We got Cam's golf picks right now to Valspar, and we'll get to Babano. But Cam, rattle off your best bets for everybody that are just joining us, and then we'll get Babano's picks and Ghoster.
Okay, here's who I like to win, guys. I like Adam Hadwin at 25. Justin Sue, watch out, really hot player at 40. Gary Woodland, 45. He's 41. Watch out for Davis Riley this week. Two bombs. Eric Cole, not the hockey player, but the golfer. Watch, he's been great recently, 100-1. And Pearson Cootie, Morency. First name, he sounds like a rich guy.
Went you've got
Alabama. Cooties. Pearson, you got the cooties at 125-1. That's a lot of cooties. Top 20, Hadwin plus 120, Riley plus 160, Suh plus 165, and the Griff dog. He's been playing great. Griffin this year, watch out for him. He's a top 10 machine, plus 185. Top 40s, this is what we did last week. We hit all the top 40s, Morency. I like these because we can really get them in. These are all plus money guys. Nick the Dentist Taylor, plus 110. Cootie, plus 145. Take me to your Lingmerth. David Lingmerth, plus 175. Higo, plus 160. Who else am I missing? Ryan Gerard. Yeah, people don't know him. Actually, I watch a lot of golf. This kid's the real deal. Plus 130. And Brendan Wu-Tang Clan, he is minus 110. The only guy you have to lay juice with. First round leader.
Hold on one
Tommy
second,
Fleetwood.
Ken. Yep. One second. I just want to say, just for the in-game bettors, I took the under 7.5 in USA Colombia. Under 7.5, and I took over 143.5. All right, I get 142.5. I got 143.5. I took the over in Irvine in Oregon. All right, sorry, go on, Kim.
Oh, no problem. And just two first-round leader bets, Fleetwood at 35 and Davis Riley at 40. Morency, top 10s, two guys who are chalk. Spieth is plus 180, top 10, and Tommy Fleetwood a whopping plus 310 for a top 10 finish. That's my card.
All right, we'll get the Ghosters six-pack. Babano, what does your golf guy have for us?
Actually, there's some common selections with Cam from what I hear, so that's hopefully that's a good thing. But, yeah, he's on Justin Sue, 35-1. Stefan Jaegerbaum, 50-1. Taylor Moore, 55-1. Victor Perez, 70. Nate Lashley, 70. Eric Cole. Cam, my golf guy's on him as well. Eric Cole at 80-1. Also, Lingmerth at 80-1. Ludvig Aberg, 100-1. Dylan, not Brendan Wu, another Wu. Dylan Wu for my golf guy. Dylan Wu at 125-1. Ben Taylor, 125-1. My golf guy's also on Ryan Gerard at 125-1. Akshay Bhatia at 125-1. Sam Stevens, 140-1. And two real big bombs, Harry Higgs, 200-1. Jim Herman, 350-1.
The Herminator. Wow, he's back. I will say one thing quickly, Morency. This Aberg guy that Babano's talking about is the highest rated collegiate golfer right now. In his debut, he had a top 10. His name's Lucas Aberg from Sweden, and he's 100-1 this week. Watch out for this guy. He goes to Texas Tech, Morency, kind of like the new Victor Hovland. This guy's very good. Swedish killer. Aberg.
Interesting. Aberg. We'll keep our eye
Ludvig.
On him.
Ludvig Aberg. Keep an eye on him. Yep.
Yeah, the new college hotshot. Like my boy Doug Gim from years ago, Cam. Remember Texas,
yes.
Doug Gim.
Doug Gim, remember? They said the Gim Reaper was going to take it over. No, Doug Gim had a lot of potential coming out of Texas for the Gim Reaper.
He did win for me, like, I think, when was it the Masters? I don't know, he was top amateur once. Remember, it was our guy, Dan Daly. He goes, keep your eye on Doug Gim, guys.
Gim.
And I tailed it. I was like, all right, yeah, Gim, and he won for us. He was like top amateur.
No,
I think it was
the problem
at the Masters.
There's too many good golfers now. Like, I watch every week, and I'm watching Golf Channel going, look at all these new young guns. You know what I mean? It's not like Gim's bad. It's just like there's 20 guys that are just as good or better than him that are coming out. That's the problem.
All right, Ghoster's got Adam Hadwin as well, who's a winner here, right? He's won here before. K.H. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Dahmer.
Oh, Joel Damon?
Yeah. He's listed him as Dahmer.
Dahmer.
Poor Damon. He's not even like Dahmer, but it just does sound like, I don't know. Joel Damon,
nice
Jeffrey
guy.
Dahmer.
But it's kind of funny, though. Like, what serial killer Ted Bundy went, he's from Washington State. So is Joel Damon. He's a Washington Husky.
Who, the who, the Unabomber?
No, Damon. Damon went to Washington like Ted Bundy. Didn't Ted Bundy went, he's a Washington State product. Then he moved to Utah.
I don't want to get, well, I'm not going to question your serial killer.
My serial killer knowledge, like the Green River Killer, also Washington State Washington State guy, yes.
Yeah, who was the Unabomber?
The Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, he went to Michigan.
Okay, that's right.
Not?
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski. He was actually, he was like a teacher at Michigan.
Yeah, professor. Yes, he was.
And but he didn't get tenured. No, he was like the sort of junior professor.
You're right.
But he was really smart and stuff, but I guess he was kind of weird, so he didn't get full tenure as a regular professor there. And that's what set him off after.
Yep, you're right, Marenzi. Then he wrote his manifesto.
They were wondering why random universities were getting the bombs and stuff. Like, he had a problem with the university system after.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski. Ted Bundy. Yeah, I'm confused now.
That's okay. Ted, there's a lot of them. Yeah, a lot of Teds.
Yeah, Ted Kaczynski, Ted Bundy. King Kong Bundy.
King Kong Bundy, yes. Not a serial
King
killer.
Kong, King Kong Bundy. Okay, so yeah, let's just call him Joel Damon, all right? So
Joel Damon.
75 to 1. Johnny Vegas, 80 to 1. Nick Taylor. He's got Nick Taylor. Perez, V. Perez as well.
Victor
Perez.
Yeah.
That's his six
pack.
Coming
over from European tour. Well, good luck, Gokster. Let's hope it's Hadwin that we both hit this week, buddy. That'd be
adding
a nice,
Gordon
score.
And Naismith as first round leaders.
Okay. Yeah. Commissioner Gordon, Gabe? Yeah, very good. He's a Thursday warrior for sure.
I'm telling you, I got a weird feeling, guys. Maverick McNeely is going to be leading after tomorrow. I'm going to play him first-round leader.
I'm going to bet him first-round leader just because you said it, and I'm going to go
just
with...
Just a weird, dart toss, Cam.
Actually, these things work sometimes. No, sometimes first-leader dreams work, not like my two
Most of my
to
golf
the Lions
aren't
dream.
Just golf tosses, but they're not bad. Like, I sort of hit them
they're
every
good
once
tosses.
In a while with these things. Yeah.
I'm going to ride some...
They're logical golf tosses. Yeah, first-round
like
leader. Let's see.
Yeah, I think he's about 50. Give me Fleetwood and Davis Riley as my first-round leaders, and I'm going to add McNeely to make it a three-pack.
55 to 1, Maverick McNeely.
I like that. Ooh, good price. I like that price.
First-round leader, Babano. But we've got college basketball in the morning as well.
First-round leader. I'll pick one because my golf guy didn't have anything for first round leader.
Denny McCarthy and Adam Hadwin are the other ones.
Fast darts. Yeah, I'll go with Nate Lashley as a first round leader.
I like that, Babano. He's actually plays really well on Thursdays. You won't see him on the weekend usually, though. He disappears on Saturday. Yeah.
60 to 1, Nate Lashley.
Yep.
60 to 1.
That's the one that stands out. My golf guys, golfers, that's the guy that stands out, Nate Lashley, is the guy that's most likely to be a Thursday front runner and then fall off as the weekend goes on.
All right. We've got, I think we've got some fake Ian Cameron's and Babano's in our chat, which is probably kind of a little scary, but you've got impersonators, Babano.
Nice, Babano. You've made it.
Yeah, you're big time now.
Exactly.
We've got numbers up for the exact Final Four matchup. Numbers up for the exact Final Four matchup. And Cam threw his out on the TV show and the radio show earlier in the day, Game Time Decisions. And his exact was 220 to 1, Cam. So your Final Four is, who do you have in your Final Four?
Alabama, Marquette, Texas, and Gonzaga.
220 to 1 at FanDuel.
Oh, I got to go buy that lottery ticket there. I like that price.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool option that they have. Not every book has that. Like, name the exact Final Four. Babano, what's your Final Four, Babano?
My Final Four? Oh, geez, I've got to... Give me a few minutes. I got to bring it up.
It's a simple question, Roberto. They're trying to get again in the morning. Like,
I love this guy.
Yeah, I filled him out already, but that's the least of my worries is the bracket. I don't give two craps what the bracket does. I want the bets.
Yeah, but you can bet. You don't bet on the regions?
No, are you talking about the brackets, like the just the tournament?
Well, like who the final four, the team has to get to. Yeah, who's going to win each region?
Okay, I've gotten the regions. Here we go. We've got Alabama coming out of the their region. I've actually got Florida Atlantic coming out of their region. Beating Purdue, beating Memphis, beating Purdue, and beating Duke. I'm going off the board. You got to go with someone that's going to crash through and that nobody expects. And Florida Atlantic's all the wins they've racked up. They destroyed UAB in the conference championship game. They're well coached by Dusty May, good offensive team. So I've got Alabama winning their region, Florida Atlantic winning theirs, VCU winning their region, knocking off Kansas, knocking off. Yeah, we're going a little crazy, a little chaos, and Houston. So we got a Houston, VCU, Alabama, Florida Atlantic, Final Four, an Alabama VCU championship, and Alabama winning it all.
That thing will pay $2,000 to $1 at least. Moretz, you got to put that.
I don't even know if I can find
that. You can't say I put a boring bracket out there.
No, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to scroll to the bottom here.
That's
I don't even know. I'm trying to find, like, I'm scrolling to the bottom here.
I kind of like your VCU pick. Florida Atlantic. Man, if Florida Atlantic goes to the Final Four, I don't know what. Like, what would we do, Moretti? That'd be like, I don't even know what to say. That's like, whoa.
I think Florida Atlantic.
Just sprinkle on them to win their region. Just a sprinkle. They're like 50 to 1 to win their region.
I think Florida Atlantic will beat Memphis. But they're going down after that, in my opinion.
If they were playing a one seed other than Purdue after that Memphis game, I probably wouldn't have put Florida Atlantic in my Final Four. But I think Purdue's the one vulnerable one seed, or the most vulnerable one seed.
They don't. I'm looking for the combination. Your combination is so insane. They don't even have it.
It's not offered. It'll blow up the computer.
It really will.
It's too strong.
They really will, like, because there's some pretty big name teams, Cam, like that are 500. Like, how about this? Would this blow anyone's mind? UCLA, Texas, Baylor, Marquette. That's 500 to 1.
That's a wow. Those are big numbers.
So, Babanos would be like 50,000 to 1.
Exactly.
After it with Babano, we'll go over the regional numbers here. We'll see like some of these things. Pay. We'll wrap up with Cam on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I want to see what Babano's play pays here. All right, Babano, you said Alabama. All right, Alabama. Florida Atlantic. Florida Atlantic are 30 to 1 to win the East. All right, Alabama. Who are your other picks, Babano? Alabama, Florida Atlantic. Babano. Have we lost Cam as well?
No, I'm here.
What's up, Cam?
Hey, how you doing?
Man. This guy's got to get a new phone, this guy.
He needs a lot of things. Anyway, I think he had VCU, and I think he had Houston.
VCU and Houston, yeah.
There you go. Right. I knew
Houston.
It.
Houston.
Paying attention.
All right. Oh, and VCU, huh?
Yeah.
All right. What does VCU
pay? Another
huge
underdog. They're monsters.
Babana?
I really like the way VCU played down
your
the stretch.
Pick.
Yeah. Yeah, VCU, Houston, Alabama, and the national championship.
No, what does VCU pay to win the group?
They're a good price.
30.
Just check. Yeah.
You are aware the tournament starts in the morning, huh, Babano? They were. It's already started. This guy, who's playing? What? What are the odds?
Well,
Cam, you have any final picks for us on the way out here?
I bet on Nevada tonight, so don't ask me about nothing. I got golf picks.
Your confidence is shaking.
Yay. Oh, buddy, I got to tell you, you could flip a coin between some of these games tomorrow. If you think people, I love what you said off the top, Moretti. It's like people can break it down, whatever. You could have edges and leans and stuff, but the tournament's tough. Like, don't think anybody's going to, like, hit every game. It's not going to happen.
No.
I'm the anti-trendy pick guy. I'm the anti-trendy pick guy. I'm taking a Virginia Cavalier, San Diego State, and Duke Blue Devil money line parlay plus 191. It's nearly 2-1 plus money.
That's pretty good.
We'll see Cam. The games will be going on tomorrow afternoon. We'll see you in the afternoon, Cam Stewart. More Babano. Get ready, Babano, during his break. Take a cold shower. Let's go.